This is a Kim Munson Liberty and Economy briefing. 10th Circuit weighs whether Colorado's rental car fee is an illegal airport tax. The American Car Rental Association is asking the Federal Appeals Court to revive its challenge to Colorado's congestion impact fee of up to $3 a day on car rentals, created by Senate Bill 24-184 to fund rail and transit. The group argues the charge illegally diverts airport revenue to general projects. Denver, the American Car Rental Association asked the U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals to revive its challenge to Colorado's congestion impact fee on rental cars, arguing the charge of up to $3 a day is an illegal tax on airport customers. The trade group pressed a three-judge panel to reverse a lower court and strike the fee, Courthouse News Service reported. The case reached the Kim Munson Show through Mike Rawluck of the Ralston Valley Coalition, who walked listeners through the appeal and the federal limit on how money raised at an airport can be spent. The fee comes from Senate Bill 24-184, which Governor Polis signed in May 2024. The law authorizes a congestion impact fee of up to $3 a day on car rentals, collected the same way as the existing state daily vehicle rental fee, with the money directed to Front Range and Mountain Rail projects and bus service. Collection on rentals began January 1, 2025. The state forecasts the fee will raise about $147 million in its first 3 years, money it says is meant to ensure out-of-state visitors who add to wear and congestion on Colorado roads help pay for transportation. The association sued the Colorado Departments of Revenue and Transportation in September 2024. Trump-appointed U.S. District Judge Daniel Domenico dismissed the complaint in late May 2025, finding the fee was generally imposed rather than targeted at tourists. Exempting airport rentals, he reasoned, would amount to discrimination in favor of airport businesses and would hand them an effective subsidy, Business Den reported. The association appealed. At oral argument, the group's attorney, Daniel Schluter, told the panel the fee runs into a federal limit on how airport-generated money can be spent. The problem that Congress was concerned with was airports being used as a piggy bank to fund state projects, he argued. Congress passed the Airport Development Acceleration Act in 1973 to bar states from taxing airport transportation outright and later required that revenue generated from business at an airport be spent on the airport. Federal law now provides that airport revenues may not be used for any purpose other than the airport, the local airport system, or directly related air transportation facilities. U.S. Circuit Judge Allison Eade, a Trump appointee and former Colorado Solicitor General, pressed Schluter on whether the charge was really a tax aimed at airport travelers. "How do I see that this is not a general tax?" she asked. Schluter answered that the charge is the opposite of a sales tax imposed broadly on sales and services, and conceded the fee would be fine as long as the revenue stayed at the airport rather than paying for general road projects. Judge Scott Matheson, an Obama appointee, and Judge Joel Carson, a Trump appointee, completed the panel. For the state, Assistant Attorney General Pawan Nelson argued the fee applies to anyone who rents a car in Colorado, whether or not they arrived through the airport, and so falls on residents and visitors alike. The panel gave no indication of when it would rule. The fight also runs through Colorado's Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, which requires voter approval for a new tax, but not for a fee. The legislature wrote the $3 charge as a congestion impact fee, and the state's argument that it falls on every renter reinforces that label. On the show, Kim Munson tied the structure to the hospital provider fee, an earlier charge critics have long called a way to raise revenue without asking voters. For now, the charge stays on every Colorado rental contract, while the 10th Circuit weighs whether money raised at the airport can be spent on rail lines across the state. And now, Kim's perspective. A family saves up to come to Colorado for a vacation, lands at the airport, rents a car, and discovers at checkout that the advertised price has quietly grown by taxes and fees they were never told about, including $3 a day to build rail lines they will never ride. The state calls it a fee because calling it a tax would mean asking voters first, and that single word is doing an enormous amount of work. The honest question in front of the 10th Circuit is the one Coloradans should be asking too. When government charges you at the airport and spends the money somewhere else entirely, what exactly are you paying for? Whatever the court decides, the people footing the bill deserve a straight answer and a vote. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Liberty and Economy Briefing.